Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Cindy's in West Park. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Do you think the Guardians will win today?
I have to say yes.
Thank goodness.
Excellent.
I do not want to take that whipped cream pie to the face tomorrow.
Neither do I.
Stevie?
I would not particularly like that.
Game time 308. All right, Cindy, ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, will you leave the room, please?
Yes, I will leave the room. Good luck, Cindy.
Jen's leaving the room. We're going to ask you five questions in just a minute. Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me. She's keeping track of the score. Jen's out of the room. Let's go ahead and begin the game. Obviously, there's a timer involved, so you need to make sure you give me the answer within the time limit. So let's begin with question number one. And four members of NSYNC, specifically Lance Bass, Joey Fatone, J.C. Chazé, and Chris Kirkpatrick, they're reportedly in talks for a 30th anniversary arena tour, even if Justin Timberlake doesn't join. Apparently, TMZ sources say that promoters believe fans will still show up in droves with just the four. So my question to you is simple. If NSYNC were to tour without Justin Timberlake, would you go? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Question number two. A Connecticut contestant just made Wheel of Fortune history and won more than $1 million, the biggest single episode payout ever. Who is the current host of Wheel of Fortune?
Ryan Seacrest.
Question number three. Taylor Swift going to get a little help from the late George Michael on her upcoming album, The Life of a Showgirl, with samples of the song Father Figure. By the way, we will have a song from Taylor Swift tomorrow morning, right around 7:15. That is exciting. That is going to be a big day. This isn't Taylor Swift's first nod to George Michael. She previously covered which Wham! Christmas song?
I Gave You My Heart. I don't know the name.
All right. We're going to go with question number four. Louis Tomlinson has announced that he's going on tour. That was a big announcement yesterday. And by the way, he is going to stop in town, Jacobs Pavilion, July 20th of next year. What sport does Louis love and is actually even played professionally?
Football.
All right. Question number five. Janet Jackson just made Billboard history again, thanks to her feature on Cardi B's song Principle. So that song debuted at number 92 on the Billboard Hot 100. So that new entry means that Janet Jackson has now landed a Hot 100 hit in five different decades. Only two other solo artists have achieved this feat. I need you to give me one of those two solo artists.
Phil Collins.
All right, let's go with Phil Collins for that one. We're going to see how he did with those five questions. Jen answers those same five questions next. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui back into the room. We have Cindy. She is in West Park. She answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie keeps track of the score, so let's let Cindy know how she did.
Cindy got two. Good job, Cindy.
Two correct today. Trying to win that mug. Trying to win a round of Trump Tui. Now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. So, four members of NSYNC, specifically Lance Bass, Joey Fatone, J.C. Chazé, and Chris Kirkpatrick, are reportedly in talks for a 30th anniversary arena tour, even if Justin Timberlake doesn't join. Sources say promoters believe fans will still show up in droves with just the four. My question to you, so would you go to an NSYNC arena show without Justin Timberlake, yes or no?
No.
Would you with Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
Ooh.
Kind of sus there, Jen.
Is it? I mean, let's be honest. He sings most of the songs. I would like to see him. Is that bad?
No, it's either's fine.
Well, you're looking at Stevie as if I...
She's right across from me.
You're making me feel uncomfortable. Should I not send that?
No, it's fine. Whatever.
Would you?
I wouldn't go to NSYNC.
I would be very curious if that was a Jen and Tim show instant poll. Maybe the majority would, and it would be 80% yes. I don't know. I have no idea.
More of a Backstreet Boys fan.
Yeah, you are.
That's true.
A little more slow and gentle.
You
just
are.
Like your show watching.
Mm-hmm.
Question number two. A Connecticut contestant just made Wheel of Fortune history and won more than $1 million. Biggest single episode payout ever. Who is the current host of Wheel of Fortune?
Ryan Seacrest.
It is Ryan Seacrest. Question number three. Taylor Swift's going to get a little help from the late George Michael on her upcoming album, The Life of a Showgirl. I mentioned when you were out of the studio, we got a song from the album tomorrow about 7:15.
So excited.
She's going to sample specifically George Michael's song, Father Figure, on one of the songs coming up tomorrow morning. On the album, not necessarily tomorrow morning. This isn't Swift's first nod to George Michael. She previously covered which Wham! Christmas song?
Last Christmas.
It was Last Christmas. As we move to question number four, Louis Tomlinson has announced that he's going on tour. That was big news yesterday. Also big news because he's coming to town. Jacobs Pavilion, July 20th, obviously of next year. What sport does Louis love and has even played professionally?
Soccer.
It is soccer. Question number five, Janet Jackson just made Billboard history again, thanks to her feature on Cardi B's song Principle. So that debuted at number 92 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The new entry means that she's now landed a Hot 100 hit in five different decades.
Wow.
Only two solo artists have achieved the same feat other than Janet Jackson. Name either one of them.
Madonna.
Madonna won? Care to guess at the other?
You don't have to. Mariah Carey.
That's a great guess.
Mariah Carey. She wouldn't be old enough. Who would it be?
Cher.
Cher! Oh, that's good.
Madonna, the other final totals.
Cindy, 2, Jen, 5.
Oh. Wow, that's all 5.
I'm sorry, Cindy.
You know
that's
okay. You know what this means, Cindy? Tomorrow morning, name that bass.
No.
I clearly need to
bring
that
back. Don't
bring
that back.
Need to bring it back.
I don't like that.
All right. Cindy, thank you for playing. You know what you need to say.
I'm Cindy from West Park, and I did not Trump Tui.
Mary's in Akron. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Mary, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing well. Better if the Guardians win today than no whipped cream pie to the face. So rooting really hard.
Big time.
Really hard. Get that all over us.
Yeah.
And that has to go down tomorrow. Like, we would have to take the video and everything tomorrow.
Yes.
I mean, clearly, it's Friday tomorrow.
Yes.
All right.
Well, since it's so quick turnaround, I'll go ahead and do the whip pieing to your faces.
No, thank you.
All right, Mary. Ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started with the game.
Okay. Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck to you, Mary.
Thank you.
We should lie to them and tell them we have a dairy allergy or something. All right.
They make vegan whipped cream.
I know they do. We can't get out of this. All right. That's right. They just need to win the game. That starts at 3:08 later today. So here we go. We're going to ask you five questions. You know how the game works. Jen's in the hallway. She does not listen to or participate in this part of the game. It's just about you answering five questions, Stevie keeping track of the score and the timer, of course. You need to answer it within the timed frame. Once you're done, I'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and let her know it's her turn to answer the same five questions. If you answer more than correctly than Jen, then you've won the game. That's exciting. If she answers more correctly, well, then she's won the game. Ties no longer go to the house. Years ago, they did. That's no longer the case. We would go to a tiebreaker question if needed. All right. Here's the first of five questions. We're going to begin with Taylor Swift releasing her highly anticipated album, The Life of a Showgirl, tomorrow. And the official release party of A Showgirl is on track to take in around $35 to $40 million at the box office this weekend, which would make it number one at the box office. So wouldn't be surprised if that's the case. Are you going to the theaters for this official release party? Yes or no?
No.
Question number two, the new Frankenstein film, which stars Jacob Elordi is as a reconstructed monster. Well, it now has a trailer. By the way, the movie hits theaters on October 17th, just in time for Halloween. What color skin is Frankenstein most popularly depicted as?
Green.
All right. Question number three. Paramount Plus has announced it's bringing back the series Lioness for a third season. I would recommend that to producer Stevie, but she hates our show recommendations, so I'm just going to let it.
And I know Jen loves that show, too.
It is.
It's really good.
It's really good. Look, would you take Mary's suggestion as opposed to ours?
No.
Okay.
not because it's Mary, because both Jen
I know
and
you do. I
so
know.
I just, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough. Trust me. It's tough to trust. All right, the show stars Zoe Saldana and Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and so many more. Now, Nicole Kidman just filed for divorce from which country star?
Keith Urban.
Question number four. By the way, the stuff coming out about Keith Urban.
Not looking good. You got your answer.
I know. Not looking great. Charlie Brown, I know. This is question four. And the Peanuts crew, they're not going anywhere now that Apple TV Plus has locked in the gang through 2030. What is the name of Charlie Brown's little sister?
Sally.
Question number five. She is destroying these first four questions.
I know.
I didn't even need the timer. All right, question number five. Disney Plus is developing Afterlife with Archie. I don't know how I feel about this. So it's an hour.
Sounds weird.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one. It's an hour-long drama that reimagines the classic Riverdale setting in an apocalyptic world that is full of zombies. In the TV series Riverdale, which actor plays the role of Jughead Jones?
Oh, I don't remember. I feel like it's a Sprouse brother. I don't know.
That's all right. You did very well on the first four, so we're going to see how you did. And then Jen will be back in the room to answer those same five questions next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Mary of Akron answering five questions a minute ago. Now Jen's back into the studio. Producer Stevie, let Mary know how she did.
Mary got four.
There you go, Mary. Very well done.
You're very good, Mary.
Very well done. All right, now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions. Let's begin with Taylor Swift releasing her highly anticipated album, The Life of a Showgirl. This is happening tomorrow. Big, big news. Also, the official release party of A Showgirl is on track to take in around $35 to $40 million at the box office this weekend, which would make it the number one movie at the box office. I think we can kind of expect that. Are you going to the theaters for the official release party, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, nice. There you go. We're going to move to question number two, the new Frankenstein film, which is starring Jacob Elordi as the reconstructed monster, now has a trailer. The movie hits theaters October 17th, just in time for Halloween. Yeah. What color skin is Frankenstein most popularly depicted as?
Green.
It is green. As we move to question number three, Paramount Plus has announced it's bringing back the series Lioness for a third season, which we will not recommend to producer Stevie.
Oh,
I talked about this
so
when we were
good.
Out of the studio.
Yeah, but you're right.
And then Mary chimed in. What did you say, Mary, when Jen was out of the studio?
It's so good.
Oh, it's
like
good.
A different kind of action, though, than Hunting Wives.
And I said, well, you watch it now that Mary said it was so good.
Yeah.
And what did you say?
No.
No, we're sorry. We ruined it for you, Mary.
It is anxiety-inducing.
So
you couldn't.
The show stars Zoe Saldana. You have Nicole Kidman. You have Morgan Freeman and so much more. If you are looking for a show and you're not named Stevie, there you go.
Yep.
Nicole Kidman just filed for divorce from which country star?
Keith Urban.
Changing some lyrics.
That was...
That's not good. Kind of sus.
Maybe you already dated
Definitely sus. Mm-hmm.
You're not career supportive. There's not anything good coming out last 48 hours. All right. Anyway, question number four. Charlie Brown and the Peanuts crew. They're not going anywhere. Now that Apple TV Plus has locked in the gang through 2030. What is the name of Charlie Brown's little sister?
Lucy? I don't know. Is that his sister, Lucy?
No.
No. I'm not a Peanuts person. It's Sarah.
It is Sarah.
It is.
It's Sarah. Sarah Brown.
What is it?
Sarah. Going to go question number five.
No, it's not.
It's close.
Sally?
Let's just let it.
Yes.
Is it?
I was going to let it stay there, just like when I told you it was a an ostrich
thing.
for four strikes, and I let that go for 3 years.
Yes, you did.
I was going to let it stay as Sarah Brown, but we're going to hit it with Sally Brown.
Sally.
Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one to tie it up.
Stevie, great reminder. Thank you.
Disney Plus is developing Afterlife with Archie. So it's an hour-long drama that reimagines the classic Riverdale setting in an apocalyptic world that is full of zombies.
Ew.
In the TV series Riverdale, which actor plays Jughead Jones?
Oh, it's the Cole Sprouse.
It is. I would have also taken Sarah Brown as a possibility. So where are we?
Yeah, I knew it was a Sprouse.
Yeah. Oh, were you? You were right there. We were saying off the air, like, I think she was close. So where are we at?
It was the Sprouse brother, and I just didn't know which one it was.
Oh, yep. See? Jim, don't play about that.
We're tied at four.
That means there's a tiebreaker. This is how this is going to work. The timer is still in play. You're going to answer within the time frame, just like you did with those five questions. Jen, though, is going to write down her answer during the same time so we can keep this fair. Mm-hmm. We're looking closest to the actual number without going over. I'm going to go back to Sarah Brown.
No.
Going back to Charlie Brown. So It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
I don't know.
Premiered. How many years ago?
I don't know.
Closest to the actual number without going over is the winner. Here's your timer.
I'll say 45.
45
oh
years
gosh.
Ago.
I said 47. I wrote it down.
69 years ago.
What? Oh that is God. An old
69
show.
Years ago that thing premiered.
Wow.
Wow.
Long time ago.
I'm sorry, Mary.
It's okay.
It's all right. You did very, very well. We appreciate you listening. You have to play again. And, of course, go Guardians. But you know what you need to say.
This is Mary from Akron, and I did not trump Huey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh.
Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.